This sefer over here has an important halacha, right? And here, this week's sefer, a very important halacha that Tereshmalpe, you cannot take money. Right. What's my heifer? Well, with my salary is okay. Tereshmalpe, Asr Alam de Vishar, Shinemar. This parsha, really, Marathi Eschem, Chukim Mishbotim, Kasha Tivani Hashem Alikoi. Mani Bechinom, Afatem, Amatim Bechinom. What's the mean over here? What's the heter? The money's for batala. You could have done something else. Anyway, that mani bechinam, afato bechinam. So the Ran explains it's ignoring the door of Ram and Zion. Rebbe cannot take money. Tosh bal peh. Tosh b'ksavi could. Why? Tosh b'ksavi different. One says because he takes money for the truck. For the truck. Or the same for babysitting. Yushalmi says no. Tershe b'ksav is not a Rebbe. But Tershe b'ksav is a dictionary. Not a Rebbe. Tershe b'al peh is a Rebbe. No money. Ma'ani b'chin v'atem b'chinom. The Ran learns, just like ani b'chinom, I taught you b'chinam. I taught you. I didn't charge. Moshe didn't charge. You don't charge either. That's Moshe didn't charge. So you don't charge either. Afatem. The Rambam is not like that. Rambam doesn't say I taught. Moshe says just like I was not charged. Ani b'chinam. My Rebbe didn't take money from me. All right, you don't take money. My Rebbe didn't take money from me. I didn't take money from you, and you don't charge either. So ani b'chinam is lomadati or limadati. Rashi says ani b'chinam. The Ran says ani b'chinam limad. I taught you for nothing. You also should teach for nothing. Ram learns. Law malati, b'chinam law malati. I was taught by Hashem for no money. You are right. So then, you also, I was taught, right? So therefore, you can't take money either. Now, it makes no sense. If you say, I taught you money, b'chinam, li malati, afatem, b'chinam, I didn't charge, you don't charge. That's the Masorah. If the pshat is the Rambam, Hashem didn't charge, huh? What shayach? Hashem should charge. What does it mean? Ma'ani b'chin lo madati. So you too don't charge. And what shayach Hashem should charge? Right. Moshe could be the person could charge. He didn't take money, so also you don't charge. But if he says over here, the Rambam. Alb Zion, Allah Talmud Torah. Just like Hashem didn't charge, right? So Hashem didn't charge, so you don't charge. What's the shaykhus over here? Makes no sense. Hashem should charge. What do you say? What does Hashem charge? What do you mean? So the Rav said pshat. Whoa. Rav said pshat. Just like Hashem didn't charge, you can't charge. Why? Just like this. You see, it says, Kol amis, kol acholk harabai, chayra, cholk ha-shechino. Kol maharach harabai, maharach ha-shechino. Ten gemaras like that, Mark Sanhedrin. Right. What does that mean? Korach for Moshe Benu is that he's fighting with the Shekhinah. What's that? The answer is like this. Listen to this. I was taught by Hashem for nothing means like this. You can't take money either. According to the Rambam, there's one Rosh Hashiva in the whole world. One. One Magid Shir. There's only one Rebbe in the whole world. One Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Hashem. And the Rebbe is a mouthpiece. That. Unless he's not a good Rebbe. If he's saying good stuff, he is a mouthpiece. And Shechina medaberes mitach groino, is the Chazal. The Shechina is doing the talking over here. That's what Moshe says. Just like I was taught by Hashem, you're also being taught by Hashem. Right? You're not giving the share. It's just, like I'll say, the Hari Kem is a superb cipher. I don't take credit. I'm a mailman. I'm a mailman over there for the Hari Kedem. I'm a mailman. Right. Correct. I don't take credit for it. I take credit for having enough brains to go to him. But the Father Torah, I'm a mailman. Right. So that's the saying. Hashem is the Rebbe. That's a real Rebbe. It's just like I was taught by Hashem. Right. So that's money. So Hashem is doing the teaching. So therefore, you can't take money. It's not you. That's a real Talmud. I have a son-in-law. He's a Talmud Lulik of Shema Fayel Shustel. Now I noticed Shema Fayel Shustel. You heard of him? Never heard of him? Shema Fayel? Huh? So every 21st word he studies. My son-in-law, every 21st word he stutters. Exactly. Hear that? So he's talking mitzvah groinoy. Hear that? That's talking mitzvah groinoy. That's a Talmud. Right. He's not copying him. It's the Shechina of the Beres mitzvah groinoy. He's talking through him. That's a Shechina. How do you know this? You say, Beres HaMal Bochato Hashem. Hamalami Torah Lam Yisrael. Where's Hashem Alami Torah Lam Yisrael? Rebbe gives a good cheer. Right, so then you sing over his Rebbe's or the Yisraelis or the Derech. So that's what Moshe said. He says, Hashem didn't charge not Shaykh. So Hashem's not Shaykh by you either. He's the Rebbe. That's very important. That's why it says by Korah. Wasn't fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. He's fighting with Hashem. Hashem is very sacred. Has to be a good cheer. The blaze of silver was at a share. And he said, this year I should have stayed under the mountain. He says, Hashem threatened them. Put a mountain on their heads. Threatened them. I said, for that year I should have stayed under the mountain. He's saying over there. But we have a good Rebbe. You sing over good stuff. Shechina medaberes mitzvah groinoy. How can you take money? He's a mouthpiece. Right? He's a mouthpiece. That is there's a Mogen Avraham that says that a Talmud Mubik does not have to say B'Shem Omroi. That Yeshua does not have to say B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not? He's not speaking altogether. Right. B'Shem Omroi. B'Shem Omroi. Correct. Actually, be truthful, the Hari Kem is not exactly where the Rav said. That's the way I understood it. And the Rav, I don't know, he's making a compliment or insult. He said, that Shurkin understands my share better than I do. What did he mean exactly with that crack, with that? Was he being facetious, sarcastic, or he meant it? I understand the shir better than he does. So that's why I called the name Hari Kedem. I didn't say Shuri agreed or anything like that. There is slight difference in the way I understand things.